Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's Shiur Shabbos Daf Mem. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's Shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 4 lines from the top of Daf Mem. Before we begin the shiur, let us take advantage of one of the features of Gemara Markings and the Shas Ozer, and that is the topic heading, the nosei, that you see in the margin of the Gemara, where we have written Chamin Shehuchmu Meir of Shabbos, water that was heated up on Friday. Ayin mutar lirchoitz, is it mutar to bathe in those waters on Shabbos? And we note here it's a machloikis Rav Ushmuel. Structurally, you'll notice in the Gemara lettering to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, you'll see an aleph that's encircled, and a number of lines later, as you skim down, you'll see a bays. These represent, and they're indicated by under our mivneh structural note, the aleph and bays are shnei lishonis berav. You'll see two presentations, two versions as to what Rav says. Under version aleph, you'll also notice triangles. They represent kushos al Rav. These will be questions on Rav's approach. So now the Gemara. Fourth line from the top, Itmar Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, water that was heated up on Friday, Rav Omar Lemochor Rochetz Bahem Kol Gufo Ever Ever. On Shabbos, one can wash his entire body, however, limb by limb. That's as opposed to jumping into a bathtub, that would not be allowed, but limb by limb would be allowed. Ushmul Omar Lo Hitiru Lirchetz Eloponov Yodov Veraglov. Shmuel is more restrictive. He says that one is allowed to wash only face, arms, and legs. Meisve, we raise an objection to Shitas Rav. The source says, Chamet Shuchmu Merev Shabbos, water heated up on Friday, Lamocha Rochetz Bohen Ponov Yodov Raglov Avol Loi Kol Gufo. Notice we've dashed underlined Avol Loi Kol Gufo. That's against that which Rav said. To Yufto the Rav, is this a repudiation of Rav? Omar Loch Rav. So Rav will answer, Loi Kol Gufo Bebas Achas. When the source says Lo Kol Gufo, that means at one time, as would be the case if one jumps into a bathtub. Elo Aver Aver. But limb by limb is okay. In other words, the objection to when the source says Lo Kol Gufo, it means not the entire body at one time, but limb by limb would be okay. The Gemara asks, Vaha ponov yodov viraglov kotomi, but in the same source it says that one is allowed to wash face, arms, and legs. It doesn't sound like every limb. So the Gemara answers, Kein ponov yodov viraglov. In other words, just like the face is something by itself, arms are by themselves, legs by themselves, so too the rest of one body, section by section, by itself. But as Rav is telling us, it's not, this source does not restrict you only to those limbs. It simply is an illustration of limb by limb individually. Tal Shema. Again, we bring a source, and this source too will be against Rav. The source says, Lo hitiru lirchoitz b'chamen shuchmu merev Shabbos elo ponov yodav raglov. They didn't allow washing with hot water, water that was heated up on Friday, other than face, arms, and legs. Well, that's not like Rav. The Gemara answers, Hochinami, so too here, like we explained before, Ke'ein ponov yodov v'raglov. It means the entire body, but not at one time. Rather, like the face by itself, arms by itself, legs by themselves, so too the rest of one's body, section by themselves. Tanyo Kavosi de Shmuel. The Gemara at this point presents a Tanaic source in support of Shmuel. Chamin Shuchmu Merev Shabbos, waters heated up on Friday, Lamocha Rochetz Bohen Ponov Yodov Viraglov, Avolo Kol Gufo Ever Ever. The Ein Tzorch Lomar Chamin Shuchmu Biyomtov. So this source is explicit. It refers to the waters heated up on Friday. On Shabbos day itself, one washes his face, arms, and legs, and not his entire body, even if it happens to be limb by limb. And the Ein Sorch Lomar Chamin Shukmu Biyomtov, and it goes without saying that the same would apply to waters heated up on Yom Tov day. Rabo Masni Lo Loha Shmaitza De Rav Vahai Lishna. Here you can see we have a squiggle underline under Masni Lo. This is a marking we use often when there's a transition between two ideas, two items, two versions, two Lashonos. And here, this is a transition between the Aleph Lashon and the Beis Lashon, where Rabo presents Rav Bahai Lishno in the following version. Chamin Shulchmu Merav Shabbos, waters heated up on Friday, Lamochar on Shabbos, Omar Rav Rochets Ben Kol Gufo, Umishayer Ever Echot. One could wash his entire body, provided he leaves one limb that's not washed together with the rest of the body. Well, this is a different version of Rav. Here he is saying that one could wash his entire body, and Rashi adds, at one time. In other words, it would be the equivalent of jumping into a bathtub, but leaving, let us say, your hand outside of the water. And now the Gemara says in a terse fashion, Esvei kol hani tufta, regarding this version, the above objections are raised as well, because the above sources indicated only ponov yodav raglov, as we saw earlier. So they too are against this version, and the result is tufta. In fact, the above sources eventually do repudiate this teaching, this version of Rav. Omar le Rav Yosef Abaye. Rav Yosef asks Abaye, Rabo mi ko'ovid kishmaitse de Rav. Did Rabo practice like Rav's teaching regarding bathing, using waters heated up on Friday and bathing in them on Shabbos? Omar le, lo yodano mai tiboyale. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, I don't know what you're asking. Pshita de lo ovid de ho itoisov. It's obvious that Rabo did not follow Rabo did not follow Rav's teaching. After all, Rav's teaching was repudiated. So the Gemara responds, lo shmia le. Rav Yosef was not aware of in Rashi, we should point out that Rabo didn't hear, and there's another version, like we said, Rav Yosef didn't hear about the repudiation. And if you say that Rav Yosef didn't hear about the repudiation, that's why he was in doubt as to how Rabo conducted himself. The Gemara asks, V'i lo shmi'alei, well, if he didn't hear about the repudiation, then again, there should be no question. Vadai Ovid. Then Rabo certainly did follow Rav's teaching. Why, again, would Rav Yosef be Mesupok? Why would he be in doubt? The Omar Abaye kol mili demar Ovid Kerav. Everything in legal behavior, Rabo followed Rav. More is Rabo, Ovid Kerav, followed Rav's teachings. Bar mehani tlasta Ovid Kishmuel. Except for the following three things that are in the brackets that we have, where Rav followed Shmuel. If we skip the brackets momentarily, we're holding by a question, and that is, where where was there room for Rav Yosef to have any doubt about Rabo's conduct? If Rav Yosef was unaware of the repudiation of Rav's Shita, then it's clear that Rabo would have followed Rav, because everything he did, he followed Rav, except for three things that are in the brackets. So why was Rav Yosef in doubt? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why Rav Yosef was in doubt. Because that which we said, that Rabo follows Rav in everything, it doesn't mean literally everything, it's kechumrei de Rav Ovid. He followed all of Rav's stringencies, kekulei de Rav lo Ovid. But the leniencies of Rav we can't say that Rabbah followed them across the boards. And this, the issue of bathing, you noticed that Rav represented a more lenient approach. So that this was the point that was not clear to Rav Yosef. Hence, he was asking Abaye, how did Rav conduct himself? Let's go back over the bracketed section. Simply, we skipped it only to make the reading easier. In other words, to see the question and immediately see the answer. But in the brackets, we have a list of the three things that Rabbah did not follow Rav's teaching. And they are, number one, matilin mibeged lebeged. This has to do with removal of tzitzits from one garment and placing them in another, where Rav said no and Shmuel says you could do that. Umadlikin miner liner, and lighting one candle from another candle, as you would find in the case of the Hanukkah candles. Can you light a second candle from the first candle that was lit? And v'havlocha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Greira, and following the leniency of Rabbi Shimon with regard to dragging a bed on a dirt floor. We're not going to delve into those particular areas of halacha, but those are three areas that Rav was restrictive and Shmuel disagreed, and Rabbah followed Shmuel's teaching in those cases. But after all is said and done, we were asking here, isn't it clear that Rabbah follows Rav across the boards except for these three teachings? So the Gemara answers that it's not so clear. In other words, Kechumrei de Rav Ovid, Rabbah followed Rav's stringencies, but Rabbah did not follow Rav's leniencies across the boards, and that's why Rav Yosef was asking Abaye, how did Rabbah conduct himself with regard to the issue of bathing? Before we go on in the Gemara, we have a topic heading, and we've called this section of Gemara Gozru al Rechitza. We'll see here that the rabbis imposed a restriction against bathing on Shabbos. Bearing in mind that the prohibition of bathing is not something that is directly, there's no Isur Doraisa in one going into water for bathing on Shabbos. So that the fact that we don't go into baths on Shabbos is a function of a rabbinic ruling. And here the Gemara gives us the background for why this restriction was imposed. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a Tanaic source, and you can see it's in a frame, approximately 10 lines. Merchatz Shepokaku Nikovov Meir of Shabbos. A bathhouse whose vent holes were stuffed or sealed from Friday. What this does is it keeps the heat in the bathhouse contained. L'motzoi Shabbos Rochetz Bo Miad. On Saturday night, from Motzoi Shabbos, one can go immediately into the bathhouse and enjoy the bathing. In other words, he doesn't have to wait the amount of time that it would ordinarily take to heat up the waters. Pokaku Nikovov Meir of Yom Tov, if these vents were sealed up on Erev Yom Tov, L'mochar Nichnas Umazia, on Yom Tov Day, a person can go in there and enjoy the heat, and have a shvitz, a sauna, a sweat. The yotzei umishtatef bebayis achitzon, and then leave the inner chamber where the heat is intense and go into a more outer chamber and shower. Omer Rav Yehuda, ma'aseh b'merchatz shel b'nei Brak, shepokaku nekova meir of Yom Tov. An incident took place in the city of B'nei Brak, and they sealed the vent holes on Erev Yom Tov. L'machor, the next day on Yom Tov day, Nichnas Rav Elazar ben Azaria, Rav Akiva, v'hiziu bo, and they had a sweat, v'yotzu v'nishtatfu v'bayis hachitzon, and they showered in the outer chamber. Elo, shechamin, shelo, mechupin b'nesorim. It's just that the hot waters there were covered with boards. Rashi says, "V'loho yutzrifin lochu shemo nischamimu b'shabbos mechomo shemerchatz." And there was no need for suspecting that maybe the waters were heated up on Shabbos day. Kishivbo hadover lufnei chachomim Omru af al pi she'ein chamin shalom lechupim ben Yisrael. When this story came to the Chachamim, they reacted and said, you don't even need the boards to cover the hot water. Umishirabu oivrei avera hischilu le'esor. And when the sinners started to increase, so the rabbis then imposed a restriction on the sweat, on the sauna aspect, or the heat aspect. Ambatios shel krochin mitayel bohen vieno choshesh. Ambatios, Rashi says, botei merchatz gedolim. These are large bathhouses of the cities. One could walk through with the intention of cutting through, and not with the intention for a sweat. And there is no problem with that, that maybe he went in for the sweat. So that even though we're in a period of time when the going in for the sweat was forbidden, so one might have thought that you can't enter a bathhouse at all. So the source is telling us that even though there was a gzera against the zeah, the shvitz, one could nevertheless cut through, walk through a large bathhouse, as long as his intention is for cutting through and not for the sweat. My ovre avera. It mentioned in this source, it was mentioned that when the sinners increased, so they imposed restrictions. What do you mean by sinners? So here we have a long answer. Notice the tuff that's encircled, and a vertical descending dashed line that takes us down to the bottom line of the Omid. All of this constitutes an answer, and you'll see that the Gezerah was in stages. Now, we have a nosei, a topic heading in the outside margin, and we've called this Hemshech, a continuation. These are Talichim B'Yitziras Gezerah Al Rechitza V'Hazeah. These are the stages in imposing this particular restriction. So the Gemara says, the Omer of Shimon ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, B'tchila hoyu rochatzin b'chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Originally, before any impositions, any gzeiros were made, people would bathe on Shabbos using waters heated up on Friday. As we mentioned at the outset, there is no problem per se. There's no Shabbos violation involved. However, hischilu habalonim lehochem Shabbos. The people in charge of the baths, the bath attendants, the balonim, they started heating up water on Shabbos day, the oimrim, and claiming me'erev Shabbos huchmu. Oh, don't worry, these waters were heated up on Friday. Well, of course it's usher to boil up water on Shabbos. That's a clear Shabbos violation. Well, that was taking place, and they were claiming that the waters were heated up on Friday. Osru es hachamin. So at that stage, the rabbis imposed a ban on bathing in hot water, v'tiru es hazeah, but allowed us to go into a bathhouse for a sweat, to enjoy the heat, as opposed to the actual water that they banned, but the heat they allowed. Badayin hoyu rochatzin b'chamin. But still, people would bathe in the water, in the hot water of the Omrim, and claim, oh, we went in mazian anachnu, we went in only for the sweat. Asru lohen esazeah. Well, they banned going in even for the sweat, v'tiru chame tveria. But they left allowed the hot springs of Tveria, the Tiberius hot springs. That obviously is a place where it's geothermal heat, and hence isn't a problem of waters heated up by man. Vadayin hoy rochatzin b'chame ha'ur v'yomer b'chame tveria rochatznu, and still people bathed in chame ha'ur. Now here Rashi adds something very important, and that is they would bathe in waters heated up on Friday. Basically, they were violating a rabbinic ruling and claiming that they were doing something that was allowed, bathing in the hot springs of geothermal hot springs. Well, Osru Lohen Chamei Tveria, Vitiru Lohen Es Hatzonein. At that point, they saw that they've got no choice, but they have to ban the Chamei Tveri as well, they allowed bathing in cold water. Ro'u she'ein hadover oimed lahen. They saw that this was too restrictive, that their gzera of banning even the Chamei Tveria didn't stand. Hitirulan Chamei Tveria v'zeya b'mkoymo imedes. So they reinstituted the permission, the allowance, regarding the Chamei Tveria. In other words, they rescinded their ban on Chamei Tveria. But the going into a bathhouse for a sweat, for a sauna experience, that remained forbidden. Omar Rava, Haiman de Ovar ad Rabbanon, one who violates a rabbinic ruling, Shori Lemikri Le Avaryana, you are allowed to call him a sinner. In other words, even though he's not violating a Torah ruling, he's violating that which is merely rabbinic, he's nevertheless titled a sinner. Kaman. Well, based on whom do you say such a thing? Answer, ki hai tano, like this tano. If you see, we're at the top of Amud Beis, ki hai tano, you can see that at the top line. There's an arrow indicating mem Amud Aleph. That, looking at Amud Aleph, you see the arrow toward the end of the Tanaic source and the dashed underline expression, ovrei avera. Ovrei Avera referred to here are people that were bathing in waters heated up on Friday. We saw in the source they were considered sinners. They were using violating a din d'rabbanan, bathing on Shabbos. Actually, we could say all of this source involved a rabbinic prohibition. Obviously, people who boiled up water on Shabbos, those are people violating a Torah precept. However, the ones bathing in the water were involved in a rabbinic violation, and yet they're called ovrei avera. Hence, Rava's conclusion that people that violate rabbinic teachings or rabbinic rulings can be called sinners. Continuing in the Gemara here at the top of Amud Beis, Ambatios shel krochim mitayel bohen ve'eno choshesh. This we saw in the Tanaic source where that we had that arrow that we just referred to. You could see on that line, this point in the source, large bathhouses of cities. One can walk through them and doesn't have to worry about being in violation. Omar Rova, Dafka Krochin, the leniency featured in the source refers to only the bathhouses of cities that were large, cavernous-type structures. Aval de Kforim, lo, but small communities, village bathhouses, no. My taima, why would that be prohibited? Kivan de Zutrin, since they're small, nofish havlayu, there is a lot of heat and they will definitely sweat in there. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source. We have a series of Tanaic sources that are going to appear now in the Gemara. On the side, we have written as a topic heading, Hamitkarev Limedura Imayim Oshemen Al Haguf. Someone who draws near to a fire, bonfire, with either water or oil on his body. And we're talking about on Shabbos. What is to be considered here with regard to the heating up of the water or the oil on one's body? So the source says, Tanu Rabbanan, mischamim odom keneged hamadura v'yotzei u'mishtatif betzonein. A person can heat himself up near a fireplace and then go and shower in cold water. U'bavad shelo yishtatif betzonein mischamim keneged hamadura. Provided he doesn't switch around the order of things, first taking a cold shower and then walking to the fireplace, that neshe mafshir mayim shalov, because that will cause the heating of the water that's on his body. And one is not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos, even if it be in this fashion. Tanu Rabbanan, mecham odom aloitis. Mecham means mechameim. He can heat up a towel, umanicha al bnei me'ayim b'Shabbos, and place it on his belly on Shabbos. Ubelvad shelo yovi kum kumus shomayim chamin v'anichenu al bnei me'ayim b'Shabbos, provided he uses only a towel and not a kumkum, is a kettle or a flask of hot water, and place it on his belly on Shabbos. V'davar zeh afilu b'chol osur mipnei hasakona. One is not to do this even during the weekdays because of the danger of getting scalded by the waters. The restriction as far as Shabbos is concerned would be a restriction of his using water that was heated up, using hot water for bathing on Shabbos, which is forbidden. The source just goes a little further and says, even during the weekdays when there's no bathing restriction, but still there's a danger element that one has to avoid. Tanu Rabbanan, Mevi Odom Kiton Mayim Umanichoi Kenegin Hamadura. A person can take a flask of water, put it near a fireplace, Lo Bishvil Shichamu, not with the intention that they get heated up, Elo Bishvil Shetafig Tzi Nosan, only if his intention is to reduce the chill, to take out the chill. Rebuta Omer, Mevia Isha Pach Shel Shemen. Notice we've dashed underlined Shemen because here there's a transition from water to oil. The issue of oil was not dealt with by the Tanakama. The Gemara will ask, well, what is the Tanakama's opinion with regard to the topic of oil? Rebuta says that a woman can bring a flask of oil, Umani Chosu Kenegan Madura, place it near the fireplace, Lo Bishvil Shiyavashel, not with the intention of it cooking up, as Rashi says, not with the intention of it reaching a heat level of what's called Yad Soledisbo, literally a heat level where the hand would withdraw his hand because of the heat. Lo Bishvil Shiyifshar, what one is allowed to do is to put the oil near the fireplace so that it warms up, but not to reach the level of Yad Soledisbo, which would be a level which would involve one's violating Bishul, cooking on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Isha Socha Yoda Shemen U Mechamimosa Kenega Madura. A woman can smear her arm with oil and then draw her arm near the fireplace, and the oil on her arm will heat up. And then use that on her infant child, the Eino Hosheshes, and she doesn't have to worry. In other words, that would be okay. Ibayalaho, Shemen Mahu Latanakama. Before we go on in the Gemara, let's note the structure of what we're going to be dealing with. This is featured on the side under the Mivneh heading, where you see diamonds and Roman numerals 1 and 2. In the Gemara, we will see Shnei Gishois B'inyan Hanau, two approaches regarding the matter of the what we have listed under our notes. Say was Haim Shaykh Bishul B'Shemen, is cooking, is the action of cooking or the Moloch of cooking relevant to oil? So, and these are Shnei Gishos B'inyan Hanau B'Shita Satana Kamo B'Braisa, two approaches to understanding the Tana Kama. It is very helpful as we go on in the Gemara to realize that under Roman numerals number 1 and later number 2, there is no distinction in the presentation of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Gamliel. So that instead of having three factors to deal with, we're only dealing with one element, one variable, and that's the Tana Kama. We will also be using a double underline when you see that appearing, that highlights the names of the Tanoim. The Gemara. The question, let's go over the question. Ibayalaho, Shemen Mahu Latanakama. What about the Tanakama's opinion regarding oil? Because all the Tanakama's featured was the issue of water and its proximity to a fireplace, but not oil. Rab over Rav Yosef, Dami Chavayu Lehetera, they say the Tanakama is lenient. Lehetera will mean, and Rashi explains, that which Rabbi Yehuda asserted with regard to Shemen. He said, Rabbi Yehuda said, Bishul is Shayach by. Bishul is a possibility when dealing with oil. The Tanakama says that oil is not subject to Bishul, so that even if you heat it up to a point of Yad Saletis, that would be okay. And the Tanakama's citation of Mayim, of water, was specifically water and not oil. Oil, even if it would reach Yad Soledes Bo, that higher level of heat where one would withdraw his hand from such a heat level, which is called Bishol, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Tanakama allows that. That's Lehetera. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he says, no, the Tanakama will restrict. Now these shitas are presented. Rabo v'Rav Yosef Damri Chavayu Lehetera. Shemen afal pisha yad soledes bo muter. The oil, even if it reaches the heat level known as yad soledes bo, it's okay. Kosover Tanakama, the double underline as we mentioned, highlights the names of the Tanoim. The Tanakama is of the opinion, Shemen ein bo mishum bishol. The malach of bishol is not relevant, has no bearing when dealing with oil. The also Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar, Shemen yesh bo mishum bishol, vehef shero lo zehu bishulo. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Shemen is subject to Bishul. However, the warming up of the oil is not its Bishul. It's not considered Bishul. The also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lameimar, Shemen yesh bo mishum Bishul. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes and is the most extreme in his severity, in his restriction, and says that Shemen is subject to Bishul. V'hef sheru zehu bishulo. And it's cooling it, and it's warming, the warming of it, even if it's not Yad Soledes Bo, the mere warming of it is a Shabbos violation of Bishul with regard to oil. The Rashi across from here says, V'yosr b'shumun l'meymar, defsher zeh bishulo hilkoch, k'de'ovdin b'chol lo levid, therefore one is not allowed to deal with the oil as he would have done during a weekday. Elo kilachar yad al yedei shinui. Rather, by doing it in a backhanded form, in other words, in a changed, in an unusual way, then we can only make an exception. And that's why he said that the woman does something unusual. Instead of bringing a flask of oil to be warmed up, that would be a problem, a bishul problem. So he says, do it in a shinui way, and that's okay. And the shinui, the unusual way, is by her smearing her arm first with the oil, and then warming it up in order to treat her infant. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar Le'isura. The Tanakama is actually stringent, is restrictive, holding that oil is subject to Bishul, and when it comes to and that which the Tanakama cited, water, it's mutter to warm up, but oil, it would not be allowed to be warmed up. Now, if we say that, by the way, and we also said in our introduction that as far as Rabbi Yehuda and Rosh Hashanah Leo, we're going to be seeing them presented the same way as we just got finished, then Reb Shimon Gamliel also is going to be saying the same thing, that warming up oil is a bishul problem, and hence what will the difference be between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel? If they're in the same source, they have to be saying something different, otherwise they wouldn't both appear. The Gemara will ask that question later. So once again, Roman numeral number 2, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omar Le'isura. The diamond, as you could see, highlights the word Le'isura, just like before it highlighted Lehetera, where the Tanakama was presented as lenient with regard to the oil. Here Rav Nachman Yitzchok presents the Tanakama as stringent with regard to the oil. We wrote in, for the sake of structure and our double underlining, we wrote in the Kosovar Tanakama to keep the structure consistent with what we saw before. So Rav Nachman Yisuf says that the Tanai Kamo is the Isura, restrictive. Shemen afal pi she'ein hayad seledes boy osur. Shemen, just by warming it up, even if it doesn't reach the heat level of yad seledes bo, it will be forbidden. It will be forbidden to warm it up. Kosovar, he's of the opinion, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, that oil is subject to bishul, the hefsheru zeh bishul, and the mere warming up of it is its bishul. The also Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar, hefsheru lo zehu bishulo, the warming up is not considered its bishul. And we wrote in, to make things easier, we wrote in kamo li'el. This is like the Rabbi Yehuda presentation before. That shemen, that the warming up of the oil, the mere warming up, as long as it's below the yad seledes bo, is not a bishul problem. The also shemen li'el lemeimar, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul v'hefshero zehu bishulo. And we wrote in again here, kamo li'el. Rav Shimon li'el says that oil is subject to bishul, and the warming up of it is its bishul. The Gemara asks, well, if that's what Rav Shimon li'el is saying, then Rav Shimon li'el hayna Tanai Kamo, then he's one and the same as Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok's presentation of the Tanai Kamo. Namely, that shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, and hefshero zeh bishulo. And you could see they actually have the same words. And we tried to highlight this with a special marking. You can see the dot underline under the expressions in the case of the Tanai Kamo and the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara answers, Iko b'nai, there is a point of difference. Kilachar yad, the option of smearing one's arm and then drawing it near the fire to heat up the oil. The Tanai Kamo will not allow that. Only Rav Shimon li'el, who said explicitly that that's what can be done, so he allows that. The Tanai Kamo will not. The Gemara here, on the side of the Gemara, under the topic heading, we noted the nosei yad soledis, the heat level that we've referred to before that would constitute bishul, is yad soledis. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, echod shemen ve'echod mayim, whether it's oil or water, yad soledis bo osur ein, yad soledis bo mutar. So here he is basically taking a stand on the topic we were dealing with before, even not only water but oil as well. Only if it reaches yad seledes bo is it usur, but less than that it's mutter. In other words, the idea of hefshero zeh bishulo is not something that Shmuel is accepting. He's ruling like Rabbi Yehuda that we saw before, that only if it's hefshero it would be okay. Veishi domi yad seledes bo, what is the heat level when we say yad soledes bo, what do you mean by that? Rashi says ve'echi domi silud yesh shesoled mirsichem uetis v'yesh she'eno soled. If it's just mildly hot, some people won't withdraw their hands and some people will, yes. So we want something more objective than just what the translation implies. Omar Rachbo, so Rachbo answers kol shekresu sheltinok nichves. The heat level that an infant's belly would be scalded. Naturally, the skin of an infant is very sensitive, and especially the belly skin. And that level of heat that would cause a scalding would be yad soledes bo. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, pam achas nichnasti achar Rebbe lebeis hamerchotz. On an occasion, I followed Rebbe into the bathhouse, ubikashti loniach lo pach shel shemen be'ambati, and I wanted to immerse a flask of oil in the pool. Now, the ambati is, Rashi says here, is kagon brecha asui bekarka, shamayim nichnosin sham v'nesofim. We have to note that what Rashi just said was a pool dug out of the ground, and the water enters and accumulates over there. And Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi wanted to immerse the flask of oil for it to warm up. in order to smear it on to use it for smearing before the bathing. The Omar Li, back in the Gemara, we should note also that the Ambati has a din, has a status of a Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon is, here it's obviously not a vessel because we're talking about something dug out of the ground, but a Kli Rishon is that vessel in which water is heated up, so that if the water, or it applies to food items as well, are in the vessel of original heating, that's called a Kli Rishon. If you withdraw water from a kettle, let's say, pour it into a cup, the first cup that you pour it into, if it's a case of a kettle, the cup would be called a Kli Sheni. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi wanted to warm up the oil by immersing it in the Ambati. The Omar Li, Rebbe told me, Toil B'Kli Sheni V'tein. That means withdraw some water from the pool in a cup, in a Kli Sheni, and then immerse the oil in that. There's a concept that Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel, that cooking doesn't take place, even though the water may be very hot. There isn't much temperature change between the original vessel and this vessel if you're dealing in an immediate fashion. So it's not a representation of heat level drop per se, but rather a concept that in a Kli Sheni, Bishul does not take place. So Rebbe was saying, then put the flask of oil into that cup where you've now you've drawn water with the cup from the Ambati, and that would be okay. Shema Mino Tlas. From here we derive 3 points. Number one, Shema Mino Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. That oil is subject to being cooked up. This would be counter to the first version that we saw under our Roman numeral number one above in the diamond, which conveyed the Tanakama's approach to Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. So we learn from this story that Rebbe holds Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. Number two, Ushma Mino Kli Sheni Einu Mevashel, that Bishul does not take place in a Kli Sheni, in the second level vessel. And number three, Ushma Mino Hefshero Zehu Bishulo, the mere warming up is considered Bishul. Now, this idea of Hefshero Zehu Bishulo, runs counter to some of the things that we've seen above. It would seem to run counter to Shmuel's ruling that said that only if it's Yad Soledes Bo is it problematic. Here, Hefshero is simply warming it up. That is its Bishul. Rashi adds a point that Hefshero B'mokom Haroi L'Bishul, the warming up in the bath, in the original pool, which was a Kli Rishon, that is forbidden, being that it's a place that it could have reached a Yad Soledes Bo level. And this also runs counter to some of the other Tanaic opinions that we saw above. But this is Rebbe's opinion, that Hefshero, Zehu Bishul, the mere warming up, would be its Bishul. The Gemara now gets off onto a side point, if you will, and that's why we have a semicolon in the markings. And on the side, we have under our topic heading, Isur Amiras Divrei Kedusha Bebeis HaMerchatz. There is a prohibition of saying Torah or things of a holy nature, prayer and Torah in a bathhouse. The Gemara asks a question. The question lasts a couple of lines. We have a long question marking indicating that. The kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text and descending vertical dashed line indicates the length of the question. Hechi ovit hochi. How could Rebbe issue a ruling, al halacha ruling in the bathhouse? After all, we saw Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi attempting to immerse the flask of oil in the tub or in the pool, and Rebbe said, "Take a kli sheni and do it that way." How could Rebbe issue this halachic ruling in a bathhouse? For Omar Rabba Barachana Omar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol mokoi mutu laharer chutz mi beis ha-merchatz u beis ha-kisei. In all places, it is allowed. One is allowed to have Torah thoughts, except for a bathhouse and a bathroom facility. The chitema b'loshen choyol omarle. You might want to say that Rebbe spoke to him in a language other than Hebrew. That's loshen chol. The Omar Abaye. Well, what Abaye has taught. Tvorim shochol muter lomer bloshan kodesh. Things that are shochol, mundane matters, you're allowed to say them in Hebrew in a bathhouse. However, shoch kodesh, things that are of a holy nature, osur lomeron bloshan chol. You notice we dashed underlined this part of Abaye's teaching, because this is what's relevant to us, that things that are of a holy nature, you can't say them even in a non-Hebrew tongue. The Gemara answers, Afrushe me'isura shiny. What Rebbe was doing was keeping Rebbe Yitzchok from doing a sin, so that as a let's say evasive measure to prevent a sin from taking place, and you don't have time here to play around, so he had to speak in the bathhouse, even though it was a matter of a Torah related matter. It was a halacha ruling, and we should note that we have this answer last few lines, and we've indicated that with the long answer marking to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, the tuft that you see encircled the teretz with the descending vertical dashed line. So that the Gemara's answering is that when it's a matter of separating or distancing someone from committing a sin, then we make an allowance. Teda, the Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, let it be known that this is the pshat, this is the explanation, as there's an incident involving Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Maisa betalmido shel Rebbe Meir, shenichnas achro v'beis ha-merchatz. There was a student of Rebbe Meir that followed Rebbe Meir into the bathhouse. Ubikesh ladiach karka, v'yomelo ein madichin. He wanted to wet down the dirt floor, ladiach to wash down, wet down the dirt floor, and he says you're not allowed to do that because in doing that you might come to even the level and smooth out the ground from holes, which is what's called Ashvi Gumos, which is a problem of Boine B'Shabbos. It's an Iser Malocha. Furthermore, Basuchlo Kaka, this Talmud wanted to spread some oil on the ground. Amarlo Ein Sochin, and Rebbe Meir says, you can't do that. And here, this was a story in a bathhouse, and yet he was issuing legal rulings. Alma, well, you see from here that Afrushim Isur Shani, when it comes to keeping someone from committing a sin, that is allowed. So Hochanami, so too in the story involving Rebbe, Lafushe Misuro Shiny, to keep him from sinning, so it was allowed. You might want to ask that what's going on in this last piece of Gemara with Rebbe and Rebbe Meir in bathhouses on Shabbos. After all, didn't we say that there was a gzeirah against bathhouses on Shabbos, and yet it seems that they're going in there. So very shortly we'll have an answer to that. Omar Avina, Shma Mina, from that which we just learned with Rebbe and the incident with Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, we conclude Hamavashel b'chamei tver b'Shabbos chayav, that one who would cook food in the hot springs of Tveria, we'll call them the geothermal heated hot springs, chayav, that's considered a Shabbos violation, a Torah violation of Bishol. The Homaisa de Rebbe Lachar Gzera Haveh, the story involving Rebbe was after the Gezerah. The Gezerah that we had learned about in today's shiur earlier on Omid Aleph. And if you recall, as a result of all the Gezerahs that were imposed, the Rabbanan left as allowed to bathe in the Chamei Teveria. So the incident had to have taken place in Chamei Teveria. That was the bathhouse referred to over here, and it's true that was after the Gezerah, but that remained allowed. And yet, the Omar Lei toil b'kli sheni v'tein. And yet, Rebbe told Rebbe Yitzchok, withdraw some water from the pool in a cup, and into that cup put the flask of oil, so as to avoid bishul. The Gemara asks, Amy, is this really so that the one is chayav bishul and chamei tever? V'amar Rav Chisda, mavashel chamei tever b'Shabbos poter. That one who cooks in the chamei teveria, one who prepares food or cooks food up in the using the heat of the geothermal pools is exempt. So the Gemara answers, my chayav nami de gomar. The term chayav that we saw two lines above with the dashed underline, it really is not, like we thought, a Torah level violation, but rather makas mardus. It's an isur derabonan. It's a rabbinic violation. And when we said chayav, it means he's chayav, he's ruled to receive lashes of a rabbinic nature for having violated a rabbinic prohibition. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a new marking. The triangle that you see featured here is explained under the Mivneh, and we've noted this is going to highlight Rebbe Zera. And what we're trying to convey is that here, and as we continue on to Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, you'll notice a few more triangles. These are comments made by Rebbe Zera. The first topic that is featured here, that we'll deal with at the end of this shiur today, is schia bevrecha, swimming in a pool. Now, when we say swimming in a pool, this is in contrast with swimming in a natural body of water like a river. Swimming in a river is forbidden because there is a gezerah, a fear that a person might break off a branch to make into a raft in order to make it to use as a float. But that possibility doesn't exist per se in a man-made pool. So with that background in mind, let's see the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Zera, Ano chazise l'Rabbi Avo, deshot be'ambati. I saw Rabbi Avo floating on Shabbos in a pool. V'lo yodana, but I don't know, e okar e lo okar. I don't know if he picked his feet up off the ground, or his feet remained touching the floor of the pool. If we look in Rashi, three lines from the bottom, V'lo yodana e okar raglov min ha'oretz. I don't know if he lifted his feet off the ground as well. The kosavar ki tnan ein shotin al pnei hamayim b'meshilin peros. Meshilin peros is the name of the perek. It's the name of the perek in Maseches Beitza. So it says in the Mishnah there, ein shotin al pnei mayim. One is not allowed to float on water in the Maseches Beitza that is taught. B'nahar godol tnan. That's in a big river. The ikal lemigzar shemo yase chavis shel shaitan, because there is room for imposing a prohibition for fear of someone. Chavis shel shaitan will say is a raft for breaking off branches and making a raft. Kidamrinon hosam avo bambati lo, but the prohibition of shotin al pnei mayim, it was not said, that restriction wasn't said with regard to a pool. So Rebbe Zera says, I saw him floating in a pool, and I don't know if he lifted his feet up and was doing a real float or not. So the Gemara says, Pshita de lo okar. It's clear that he did not. pick his feet up off the ground. Tesanya lo yoshud adam bevrechem leomayim vafilu omedes bechotzer. You have this Tanaic source that said one is not allowed to float in a pool full of water. And Rashi adds, very importantly, at the bottom, he says, V'afagav deleko lemigzar, even though there's no room for making the gzera, or there's no basis, we'll say, for making the gzera, nevertheless, it's also, it's restricted. It's restricted to float in a pool, even if the pool is in a in an enclosed courtyard where there's no fear of, let us say, kicking water or splashing water four amos away in an unenclosed area, which would also be a Shabbos violation. But we're saying here, we go further. No floating in a pool, even if it's in an enclosed area. So there's no chashash chovetz shel shaitin. There's no chashash of dalet amos, and yet it is forbidden. So, how could Rebbe Zera even have a doubt about Rebbe Avohu's conduct, how he conducted himself? It's obvious that he didn't lift his feet off the ground. The Gemara answers, lo kashya. Ha, the source that says it's osur, ha, they're at the top of Mem Aleph, Omid Aleph, the les le gidudi. On this piece of Gemara, there are two pshatim in Rashi. And we'll take a look at that very shortly. But structurally, the source with its restriction is where the les le gidudi. Ha di is le gidudi. The story with Rebbe Zera and his not knowing how Rebbe Avohu conducted himself is a case where it has gidudi. Now, let us take a look at Rashi at the top. The less le gidudi, she'ein sfosa gavoa. It doesn't have a rim that rises above the water level. Shiu hamayim amukim eitzel sfosa kamo beemtza. If it doesn't have a wall around it, it indicates that the water at its edges is not deep like it is in the middle. The cave of the ein. The kemon she'ein amukim sham, since it's not deep there, kimoti somach l'svasa, when you get near the edge, noetz raglov bekarka, v'chofer umemacha ofer l'soch hamayim, v'domi l'megabel. One is going to be walking in the on the floor of this pool that's dug out of the ground. It doesn't seem to be a tile-lined pool, but rather a dugout pool, and it's a dirt floor, and one will end up kicking up the dirt, and it looks like the malach of megabel, of kneading, and hence it would be forbidden. Rashi's second pshat, v'li nira, he has a second pshat, de'is le'gidudi shori, if it has a rim, if the pool has a rim around it, it's allowed, the lo domi lenor, elalikli, it doesn't look like a river. The original prohibition was stated on with regard to a river. And a pool, granted it's not a river, but it doesn't even look like a river if it has a rim around it. The less le gidudi, dami lenor v'osar. If it has no rim around it, then it resembles a river, and that's why they imposed a restriction. And that's what that source represented. The next piece of Gemara continues. We have a triangle, but with this we will conclude our shiur for today.